Hey, it's Wait For It, everybody, coming at you. I always start right out of the gate. You know? like when I listen to playback, I'm always the loudest person. I always tell people, be loud. And then it's just my voice, like a fucking wave of sound over everybody. Reed Failer's here.
Hey.
Louder.
Hey.
And people like Reed, he got a fucking good write-up on the iTunes comments.
I saw that, yeah.
Was that you that wrote that?
No. But I saw it, and like I made some giggles over it, and then I kept it up on my computer for a little.
Because
so
it
I
said
feel good.
Reed Failer and Ryan Singer, and I thought you maybe just threw the Ryan Singer in there to throw us off your scent.
No.
That person, this is the third straight episode I've given a shout-out to that person. The first time I yelled at that person because they gave us 2 stars, and then they revised it and gave it 4. I think maybe the scolding worked.
That's going back on the word, though. They should go back to 2 if they're going to be honest.
Fuck that.
No, just because you get called out on a podcast.
I don't want my podcast to be rated 3.5 stars. I want 4 stars.
The listener product, I'm just saying.
The listening numbers have been up. This past month was the best month ever in Wait For It Enterprises. Also, we got a sweet new graphic on iTunes. I don't if you get
yeah.
Have you seen it? It's pretty good.
You get a new you made a new graphic?
Tom Bolton, the guy Mike Cody's roommate, he was on the last episode. He made it. He's a graphic design person.
It's nice. Pretty good.
And it looks great. I mean, the graphic is way better than the audio quality.
That's your graphic guy. That's what you got to call him. Tom, my graphic guy.
And that's Gabe Kia.
Hello.
And Butch Wes.
Yes. Butt Shoes.
Butt Shoes.
Butt Shoes. You might know him from computer game nerd world as Butt Shoes.
That's his call name.
That's my gamer tag.
Butch Wes.
So there's no real co-host here. I'm kind of driving the ship. I guess Gabe he wrote some topics down. He watched the news for a half hour and was like, I got some topics. I was like, I saw that too, buddy. I saw that news. I was on the internet. I saw the Yahoo headlines. Gabe was like, I need some topics. Here we go, Yahoo headlines.
Yahoo headlines, done and done.
I saw the Star Trek movie.
Yeah.
I made fun of Mike Cody on the last podcast. I was like, nerd! And then I was, like, bored Saturday, so I went with my dad. I don't know who's the bigger nerd now. I guess it's me.
Yes.
Like, as soon as I become, like, a hypocrite, like, immediately. I'm like, I'll never do that! And then, like, 5 minutes later, I'm doing it. Like, well, here I am doing it.
So what are the most outrageous things you said you'd never do that you found yourself doing? Or one of them, or just an example of that. Watching a movie is pretty outrageous, I know.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. That's a bad example.
That's be something. Like, you said you'd never wear a baseball cap or something. And here you are. People can't really see that, but you're wearing a baseball cap. We should point that out.
Wow, that was a groan
you
of
shut
disgust.
Shut up.
I'm talking about him.
Okay,
he just kind of sucked. Sick of that there line of questioning.
It's my podcast.
Well, that's why we're asking questions about you, so that the listener can learn more about you.
I drive the ship. There ain't going to be no mutiny on here. I don't care.
Not a mutiny. We're trying to strengthen your listenership.
I don't care if Reed looks like he's an extra from Newsies. There's not. I am in charge. I don't care if Gabe is Canadian.
I have a beard.
Whatever.
Not the Newsies kid.
I don't even know what Newsies is.
I have a social insurance number.
Christian Bale, a young child.
They sing and throw newspapers?
Yeah.
It's like the video game Paperboy. You got to tell Butch video game stuff. Are you taking pictures of us? Or are you trying to...
No, I'm trying to get
this
reception.
Everybody knows it's a dead zone here. So anybody else see the Star Trek?
I saw it.
Not yet.
Nope, I've not seen it.
You not saw new. It?
Yeah, I saw it.
All right, what'd you think?
Liked it. It was fun.
I liked it too.
For not watching any Star Trek before that, I really enjoyed it.
They did a good...
Neither one of you ever seen...
I mean, I saw
Star
Wars.
The
movie where they fucking stole the whale and shit.
Yeah.
whatever
like
the one
I saw the floating Free blood Willy? One where they like shot those dudes yeah. and the blood was floating in space. I remember yeah. that one.
Yeah. yeah, they went back in time to like 1986, so they wouldn't yeah. have to put. Hey, they're like, hey, we'll get rid of the special effects budget. We'll just go back to fucking modern time. And we'll take all the money. Like, we got the suits on, but then the spaceship was invisible to yeah. it. they're like, fuck it. We ain't using no special effects in this thing. And we go to an aquarium.
It sounds like it could have easily been a different movie. Like, let's just cast the Star Trek people in it. This is a yeah, good yeah. way to get audience.
It's Free Willy meets
because
Star Trek.
Whales were extinct yeah. in the future, and there was a alien machine that was trying
to talk to whales.
No, it wanted to kill. It was going to destroy the Earth, but it was speaking in whale language. So they had to go back in time and kidnap a whale and take it to the future. Yeah.
Okay.
That was really piss poor plot. Really.
Yeah, but it was whatever.
Was that when the Wrath of Khan or was?
No, it was called Star Trek. Hey, we're gonna find a whale.
Hey, we're gonna find a whale.
So, I'm on my another one of my non-smoking things. This is day four, and I called that number. They're always like 1-800 quit now, and like yeah. this time I'm like so serious that I'm like I'm gonna call that number. Fuck it. I'm gonna see what this thing's about. So then they do like an interview with you, and you know, ask you tough questions, and I clam up, and then then the next day they called me, and we had a counseling session, and it was like some southern lady, and she was telling me like, well, what's your biggest triggers for smoking? And I was like, well, mostly driving. You know, I drive a lot for my job. You know, I'll drive 6 or 7 hours at a time. And then we start going, and then she goes, you know, I know it's got to be tough. You know, find something to do with your hand. Get a stress reliever. You know, when you're driving your big truck, you know, you got to have some way to relieve your stress, you know, in your truck. And, like, it's like she inferred, like, that I drove so much that I was a truck driver. Yeah. But I decided not to, like, correct her because I was like, well, there's not much to explain if you're a truck driver. But yeah. if I was like, well, I'm a comedian and I hang out at nightclubs and that's where I hang out with people smoking and I have to drive to gigs. I was like, that's just much easier just saying, we'll go with your line of thought.
That I'm a truck driver.
We'll go with that.
Which has nothing to do with the fact that you physically look like a truck driver as well. You don't like that one. You're like, son of a bitch, what do you mean? I'm a lumberjack, motherfucker.
Same difference.
It's that hat. You can't wear a train hat.
But Gabe, he'll just tell people he's a comedian, right?
Yeah, straight up. I'm like, I make people laugh for money. Sometimes $25.
Man, you shouldn't be giving your quote out on there. People are to lowball you now.
Yeah, I give them low, so I'd be like, oh, that's for
$2. That's what he said, $25.
That's my budget.
Reed, you got anything you want to talk about?
I just like to put it out there. Someone stole my bike.
Oh.
I don't know what kind of crowd you have listening to. If you have people that want to steal people's bikes, someone might be listening. I didn't like it. It wasn't cool.
Did you like the bike?
I didn't like the fact that it got stolen.
Did it have a banana seat on it?
I did not have
I like the idea. I like the idea of the person that stole the bike is listening to this podcast, being like, "Fuck yeah, I got your bike right now." He's like so involved in your life that he's like, he's doing a podcast. Let's see if he mentions the bike.
Just the first outreach he's had into my life. Like, I'll take his bike. This is gonna get me in.
What sort of bike was it? So our listeners know, maybe they can recover it for you.
It was blue. It's kind of a light.
Well, that narrowed it down. It's a blue bicycle, everybody.
It's a Huffy.
Did you carve your name in it? Like, remember they used to like carve the serial number in your bike? They had some sort of thing.
Well, they had serial numbers on them.
No, but you were supposed to carve your name into it or something. Yeah, was it a mountain bike?
It was mountain-ish. It had treaded tires that were kind of wide.
Was it a girl's bike?
No, it was men's. I actually have a men's bike.
Reed's very short for our listeners, so yeah. I was trying to make some sort of, was it a BMX bike?
No.
Did it have training wheels? Do you want to keep doing this?
Get pegs on the back? That's what I'm interested in.
Did you do some sweet jumps on it?
I could kind of like, while I was riding it, I could like pull up on it and the front wheel would go up a little, And then it'd come back down.
And you go,
wee! No, not, you're going too high. He went to about 45 degree angle. I'm saying like 3 degree angle.
Woo!
It was very slight.
Not even time to say that. You just go, whoop!
It's kind of like afterwards, like, yeah, look what I did there.
Look out, I'm going to get you, Curb. You're next.
And where did your bike get stolen from, Reed?
It's in the school student center. Like, I specifically moved it there because I was going to be gone for the weekend, thinking no one would go into the middle of campus and steal it.
Did you have it chained up?
It was chained up. It was a pretty good lock. It was next to other bikes. I don't...
Man, I saw that on Dateline where they had a fucking professional bike thieves and the dude just comes up like a backpack, and he's like, snap, snap, and fucking they have those cutters, and then they fucking take your bike.
This was on Dateline?
Yeah, they had ones where, like, they figure out, like, you would, like, attach it to, like, a pole or, like, a fucking parking meter, and they fucking undo the fucking parking meter and fucking pull it up and take off of your bike. Or take your fucking wheel off. I mean, don't do anything. Like, I didn't know there was that big of an aftermarket for bike theft. Like, how much does a bike really have a resale? I mean, how much was your bike?
It was like 200. It wasn't that much, honestly.
But, you know, they always say, what, 10 cents on the dollar for whatever stolen, right? You know? Mm-hmm. Not that I would know. I know a dude who works in a pawn shop. So. Yeah.
Well, there's probably a bike. There's like a bike depot.
What do you think? There's like a bike chop shop?
Yeah.
All right, get those bikes in here. We're going to paint them.
Shredder works there from Ninja Turtles. He's like,
they're putting different stickers on them. All right, get the sticker machine going. What do you think happened? People just did, like, but that person who ever stole your bike was a professional bike thief. If they cut your lock.
Yeah, they cut the lock.
They're not, that's not a fucking bullshit.
No, you got one of those wire locks? You got one of them U-lock things?
I don't have a, I should have had the U-lock.
Yeah, those
it was wire.
There's
some
tough.
Thick wire, though. It was a good one.
But they,
all you need is that compression, the
compressed. Yeah, but that's a real deal bike thief.
Souped up garden shears, basically.
Yeah.
And then they just ride off with it. Yo, yo, who needs a bike, motherfucker?
The janitor had one of those in high school, and he'd always have to go to the lock that someone put on, like, the bad lock on the lock. He'd walk down there. Yeah, I own these.
Man, Reed's bike. It's gone.
That's pretty sad.
If I could say a couple swear words, but I had it by a year. Yeah, it was pretty new.
It's
I
long
was,
enough to get attached, though.
I started thinking of names for it.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to do something kind of weird. It's like, no, this is personal to me. I need to give it a nice name, like.
Was that after it was stolen?
It was the weekend before it was stolen. I rode it thinking, I love this bike. I'm going to call you Charlie, or like Charlene.
It's Charlie's. A guy's bike. You're going to call it girl's name?
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's what you got to do with cars and boats. And you can't be like, yeah.
I was riding
Eddie on the way to class today. Looking slipped off, something shoved up my ass. You can't say that.
Talk louder.
If we're going to be, you know, to get rid of our heteronormativity here, I think it's okay to name something a guy's name.
No, it is fine, but that is the tendency to.
I was just thinking
girls.
Of bikes because bikes are, there's bikes for girls and bikes for guys. There's not really cars or boats for girls and boats for guys.
It's because they shouldn't be driving.
Come on,
sailing.
A VW bug, ain't that for a lady?
Not if you got that sweet pipe coming out the back and it's all fucking souped up and you're hopping dunes. Little dune buggy. Yeah.
Dune buggy.
That sounds more like a transsexual bike, or a transsexual car. Like it started off female and womanly, and then you souped it up to make it...
It kind of sounds like you with a couple more muscles. It doesn't matter.
You know what's not going to be on the comments? We want more Butch Wesley. Give us some more Butch stories.
All right.
Butch, you're up.
You fucking Butches? Invited me here.
I bring
it's
it.
Your fault.
Were you there for
you
the episode where I was a dick? We got that out of the way.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
That was great when we checked off each time you were a dick.
Now that the episode of this podcast is callback. Like, this is like a clip show, but I don't know how to edit.
Show of
so just referencing back, like, well, I hope you're a regular listener, because this episode is kind of like, I'm out of things to say. The lady thought I was a truck driver. Somebody stole Reed's bike. Now I'm just doing it during this episode. And I saw Star Trek. Well, Gabe's got his news minute.
Cabe's News Minute. All right, what's in the news? Evangelical Miss California, Carrie Prejean. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Prejean.
Poses topless. Yeah.
That's not full boob. It's a hand over the boob. That's a fucking deception.
Oh, it's like the Janet Jackson shit.
Yeah. That's...
where she had hands over her boobs.
Sorry, it's like a hand, forearm cover. I mean, it's kind of weak.
That's like saying somebody showers topless. It's like, right. Yeah, you don't get to see it, but yeah, everybody's naked.
She still should be disqualified, is what I'm saying. No.
I mean, this is the best thing that ever happened. Like, anytime, nobody cares about that show. So anytime something happens, even if it's somebody saying something super dumb, like people say something super dumb all the time, but usually it's not controversial, right? So nobody cared about that show, and now this lady's like, now, you know, Donald Trump owns it, and Trump loves Trump. So anytime something with Trump is happening, it's good for him.
He like gets to come in and...
They're like, they talk about how she blew off all her engagements. Like, I don't even know what sort of engagements those people, like they gotta cut a ribbon.
And go to a parade. Yeah.
And then rub old people's heads or something. I don't know what the fuck these beauty queens do. They don't do shit, right? They're fucking goons. And, but now, you know, she's a fucking star. And that's who, like, it's so crazy. The evangelicals, like, the lady was obviously dumb. She said opposite marriage. And they're like, oh, we're going to take her. Like, why don't you find somebody? I mean, I guess it's, you can't.
Opposite marriage is like a marketing campaign through like the, it's like an organization that she works for now. She got a $1.5 million contract.
So they made up an opposite marriage campaign?
Yeah, that's their marketing, that's their
the
branding.
What the hell is all of this going on that you guys are all educated about?
Well,
no, this beauty queen was asked during the finals of Miss America USA or whatever, it's Miss USA.
Yeah.
They say, okay, well, they asked her a question. I think it was Perez Hilton asked her about gay marriage, and she said, I'm against gay marriage. I'm against same-sex marriage. I'm for opposite marriage, and opposite marriage is like when it's a man and a woman, and that's
she said,
traditional marriage.
And my country and all this. She just went completely off the rails.
Yeah, she went crazy. But everybody, like, obviously there's a big rift even in California with that, you know, mm-hmm. Proposition 8 and everything. So a lot of people were, you know, backing her, and then a lot of people were attacking her on all this other stuff because she claims to be evangelical, and then she got a boob job bought by the pageant of California. The pageant mm-hmm. bought her a boob job before she went to nationals, so she'd have a little lift. If you will, over the competition. But I was it's just
God
ironic.
God bless America.
God bless boob jobs. Jesus, what would Jesus do in that?
He'd say you need a tuck and tuck and a pump.
You're almost going to be 22. I mean, you better look after your body or else you're going to be.
Come on.
Jesus just wants more of you to love.
That's right.
How can you love someone with an egg?
They found some sort of thing in the Bible where you shouldn't mutilate, like, so they nailed that lady, like, you shouldn't mutilate your body, and then whatever.
Do that with tattoos, that's the...
Yeah, the body's a temple, and why not just draw a little cool shit on the walls
sure
of
the
temple?
Body's not a wonderland?
It's pretty cool.
Come on, man, I should have waited until everybody was...
That would have killed.
That would have killed.
That was amazing, John Mayer.
Are you sure the body isn't a wonderland? And then I could fix it. If I knew how to do editing.
Yeah, you just move the little bars around.
Man, it's fucking impossible. You gotta sit there. You gotta be like a fucking radio. You gotta be high on Adderall. So you have laser-like focus. And then like, click, clack, click, clack. Otherwise, it'd be like, blah, blah, blah. Wonderland! Blah, blah, blah. That's how the edit would sound.
Yeah, you gotta fade it.
Mm, I ain't got fucking GarageBand, alright?
I got it.
Yeah? A handy thing,
man. Butch needs to start his own webcast.
Yeah,
webcast.
Webcast. It's all about weddings. This is what we talk about: wedding and wedding planning for a half hour, and then you'd probably have more of an audience than any comedy iPod.
I know. I should have got a more topic-driven podcast instead of. It was all based on my ego. Like people would be like. People just tap my name in, but apparently that doesn't happen as much as I thought.
You gotta get out there. You gotta advertise.
I tried. Well, here's what I always do. I go, "Hey guys, thanks for being on my podcast. You know what you could do? You could post a link on your Facebook or your MySpace. You know, tell people to go to it.
I can't post links through my iPhone.
I'm going to do it this time. I didn't do it last time.
And then people
I've never been told.
He told me, and I didn't do it last time. I fell through, so I gotta deliver. I need to get the link. I'm just lazy.
I don't come on to this program. We have the writing sessions. I show up. We do this. And then you say, you know, like, there ain't going to be anybody asking for more Butch on the podcast. And then you want me to do fucking favors?
Yeah, you want me to.
You can't be a dick the whole time and then ask for favors. That's all I'm saying. So maybe.
I like your shirt.
All right.
That's a great compliment on a podcast, by the way. To compliment him on something no one can see. So they're like, how gay is that shirt? Because.
And now we need to talk about the shirt.
It's a fantastic shirt.
Yeah.
So
describe it here.
It says, life is full of choices. It's got pixelated versions of all the old Street Fighter guys.
Mm-hmm. And Butch is taking the place of Mike Cody as resident nerd on this episode.
Oh, bam!
I am nerding it up. I got me and another guy at work are having, like, t-shirt wars. It's fantastic. I walked in with this shirt. He had a shirt with an AT-AT with a dog cone on its head. And we were both like, nice shirt.
Man, that sounds like a Josh Sneed shirt. Is it a look at me shirt thing?
It might be. I don't know.
Man, I got a shit ton of shirts.
If it doesn't have Abraham Lincoln on it, I don't want any part.
That's funny, though. The guy that's wearing it has a Lincoln beard.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. He's got the beard, no stash.
Lookatmeshirts.com.
Randomplug.org.
Maybe they'd send me money.
This is something we should check out. I don't know how well it's going to work out here. You need to go to simple.wikipedia.com.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Check out Simple Wikipedia. It's fantastic.
What is Simple
Wikipedia? Like, the definition of a hacker on Simple Wikipedia is one who likes to do different things with computers.
Yeah.
That's it. Supernova is when a giant star explodes. That's it. That's all the more explanation you get for a supernova.
Do you think we could get an entry for, like, Wait For It? Terrible podcast.
Done.
That is your assignment, listeners. And
well, no, I mean, I think there's some fun to be had. Maybe we should simple wiki some of your stories here.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We were talking. We did a writing session, which is always fascinating to people.
Mm-hmm.
They love to hear about people getting together and writing as the most pretentious fucking thing you can do.
Like, hearing about the prompts, what kind of verbs you were using.
We're talking about this writing session, but yet none of us are prepared for the podcast.
Right.
Hey, I had some subjects. I got Roger Clemens here. We want to talk about Roger.
Like I said, nobody's prepared for the damn podcast.
Well, what was the thing that we had to do in the writing session? Was it list 15?
Broken rules.
Broken rules that you've had?
Yeah, not necessarily just like traffic. It was like, you know, society or personal rules you've broken.
Yeah, we're trying to find out who had the lamest rule broken.
And Reed took the cake. All his
on
every
each
single
one.
One.
He were super, super lame.
One of his rules broken was licking the peanut butter.
Well, that's a rule. Your mom, you'll cut your tongue open. You cut it
what
open.
Sort of knife were you? Were you using like a fucking steak knife?
Yeah,
oh, no.
Spread peanut
you
butter
run
all
out
over
of
your
knives
bread.
Eventually, you know?
Yeah, but
you have to use a steak knife.
You can't use a steak knife to spread peanut butter.
If you use
it cuts the bread all up.
If you use the flat edge, you can.
Well, I'm dumb, Butch. Come on.
All right.
I need to go to Simple Wikipedia.
One of the rules I broke was I called the girl the next day. You know, you're not supposed to do that. The swingers rule. You wait 3 days. I called her the next day. From outside her apartment.
Yeah, when you're Vince Vaughn, you don't have to fucking call girls the next day. But when you're fucking broke and Canadian, you gotta fucking make your move before she gets hip to you.
Before she gets, you know, stuck with the dart gun. And
yeah. She was like, that guy's balding. And he's kind of pale.
I had a pussier one that I forgot to mention it.
Did you just say pussier?
Pussier, yeah.
Man,
Reed
getting dirty on this podcast.
Shit.
Oh, man. You're losing your one fan on the podcast. Reed brought wholesome comedy to the...
I liked Reed when he was wholesome.
I liked him when he was wholesome.
Before he became jaded and angry.
Dave White ran off on him. ran off on him.
Rubbed one off on him.
This guy was a geography major, not an English. Hello.
I'm going to Google it. Noises. And this episode kind of ran out of steam.
No, it's going strong.
Yeah.
We're doing great.
I like how everybody's bored.
Everybody's real happy about this.
Yeah, everybody at home is really happy. Everybody in studio, bored. That's the mind trick we're playing on you right now. Louder!
That brings something up. I've been noticing a lot of us have been doing Dave Waite impressions lately.
Yeah, I just do it in everyday life.
Yeah.
I can't get away from it.
Give us a taste of this.
get out of my face, whatever. Yeah. I'm Dave Waite. And I'm always saying, Dave Waite impersonation always is saying, I'm Dave Waite. I'm Dave Waite.
You've turned it into trademark. Half of Rick James and to have Dave Waite.
He just says it. He just goes around saying his name, Dave Waite, all the time.
That's why people remember me.
Yeah.
If you just say your name enough times.
Say your name. Yeah, I have 7 jokes where I say my name in the joke. And then Dave Waite went into the...
I never even
That's how Al Lubell got remembered, too. But
but if you watch me on stage, I never... What do I say my name?
You don't. Yeah, no, you don't say it on stage. I agree.
Maybe in the teacher joke, but I call myself Mr. Waite, but that's different. But I never go, Dave Waite. You know, I don't fucking...
Yeah, I don't do that too.
But like I do some it in people, real life.
Some people do it at the end of their sets. They'll just be like, I'm Gabe Kia, out of here. You know, and they put it, I hate doing that. Even when I'm hosting, I'll just be like, my name's Gabe. Like, I don't even like to say my full name. I'm like, just
They're like Gabe.
Gabe. That guy sounds gay now. Not because of his name, but because of the lisp that he kept on talking.
You have a Dave Waite read? You want to do that?
I have one I'd like to do.
All right. Please go ahead.
What? Click clack. What? Pow.
Like that's like a robo version.
It's like if Dave Waite had a string, that's what he would say. Click clack, bam, pow.
It's like if I just went and like
Dave Waite goes pow.
What? Creepy time. Other bunch of other creepy dudes.
I'd love to. You could get those dolls. You could sell little Dave Waite dolls where you pull the string and it says something different every time.
That's what we put in Pants Party. We put a string on you with the Pants Party iPhone app, and then we put the string, and then you got to grab a string with your finger and pull it down, and then it'll say Dave Waite catchphrases, and we'll update it over the internet.
So what we have. We have Click Clack needs to be in there, I think.
Yeah. Click Clack. Creepy dudes.
Creepy dudes.
Party.
Beard sandwich, and then do the formula.
Next stop, my pants.
Hey, is this thing
titties.
On?
/ titties.
Is this thing on?
Man, we're working on a Dave Waite iPhone app. It's going to be the shit.
Hey, Dave Waite.
That's just, it's just noises.
Yeah, that's fine.
I've got an idea for an iPhone app.
Ooh, hold on. We were also thinking about running podcast through it, like some hookup.
Yeah.
What if we Teddy Ruxpin'd your face to the podcast?
Yeah.
Like every time you talk, your mouth moves on the Pants Party animated GIF.
I'd rather, I don't know.
That you pulled the thing on.
I think we could that's fantastic.
I think you could create this. I think Butch could do this.
Yeah, whatever you could do.
Right.
You just need to take a picture of me.
So we animate the podcast. Yeah. Get everyone's face, specifically Dave.
But I like the idea of pulling the string. That gives people more of a, like, oh, look at this.
Right, but then you go to another screen, and you're like, hey, I want to listen to the podcast or whatever. Yeah. And then when you're doing that, maybe it's just a little clip of your face, but we Teddy Ruxpin it up so that your mouth moves whenever you're talking.
But how would it recognize that it was me talking?
I have no idea, but we could figure out a way.
It could just have my mouth move the whole time, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds like we're talking about like a Dave Waite action figure.
Let's let's focus on the pull the string Dave Waite one, and then they could have a link from there to the podcast, and then you know, that seems like a doable one, right?
Right.
That
we can have a version 2.
Yeah.
That
I think we should totally sell that. People would buy that one if it had a string, right? It's got more of a thing.
Yeah.
Because people bought the goldfish.
Yeah.
If it just said Pants Party, I could see where you're coming from, not people buying it. But if you had a string...
We'd take the app, and it also pulls down new sayings from the internet.
Right.
so that we can keep them.
We could use this microphone
and just record for hours, just talking, and then
or just have a whole list of things I would catchphrase,
which would take hours for you to get through, because you have a lot of catchphrases.
Hey, baby girl. What's up, cupcake? Hey,
you'd have
cupcake.
To say just about everything that makes a noise with noise at the
you
end.
You could have this sexually harassing
bong noise.
Dave Wade, too. It just makes...
Oh, yeah. We could have different modes.
He does all the baby girl...
Look
at
that. Cleavage.
Cleavage.
Oh.
Hey, thought I was a trucker.
We could also make the Dave Wade drum box.
Yeah.
Where you could be like, titties! Pants parted. Titties! And you have to hit the different things to make it say stuff.
Let's
do
this.
Rhymes. We could mix it.
Full speed ahead. I'll fund it. Do we need to pay money to get it done?
$4,000.
Really?
No, I don't know. We'll talk about it offline.
All right.
I don't think it should cost much.
But I'll do it. Yeah. I mean, I want if there's a way to make money.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
You're gonna get into rap songs.
I better not. Yeah, I've got an idea. We'll talk. I'll talk after. I'm not gonna tell you my idea on the podcast.
What you think? Somebody's gonna steal it?
Yuck, yeah. The two people that are listening are gonna steal my idea.
Well, mine is.
They're very
about
productive.
Me.
Yeah, mine's not about mine.
But we can call it the Pants Party Creepy app, right?
Yeah.
Fuck, somebody's going to do that. Well, we can combo it all together.
Yeah, we just make an acronym. Acronym it up.
Right.
You can't.
And then we'll get on message boards and make it seem like there's a buzz about it, right?
Yeah.
Like, look at that, man.
I got a buddy that's real good at making websites show up at the top of Google searches. So he'll do a bunch of backlinking for us and make the Dave Waite app show up top of the list whenever somebody searches on, like, Macintosh.
And then we'll talk about a percentage, you know, we'll do a split. I don't know. If you're just designing it, it's me. I mean, I guess we could go 50-50 or something, you know?
Yeah. Well, they take 30% right off the top.
Yeah, but then me and you could split it 50-50.
We work something out where I get like 50-50 on the profits for 2 years, and if it just keeps going, well, that's you driving it then.
Right.
Wow, this number crunching is hilarious.
Whatever, man.
We're playing the future.
What? You're not going to be...
You're not in on this?
You're not going to be able to ride my convertible, okay? That's all. You're not going to be able to get my DeLorean, okay?
Convertible DeLorean.
This is so profitable. We're just putting it out there so anybody.
It's only got to be $14,000 profitable for me to buy a DeLorean. I looked it up on eBay.
Really?
And that's with the original owner's manual.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty reasonable.
Yeah, those things are pieces of shit though. That's why they're so cheap. Because it's like $14,000 a year upkeep.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can't get the parts. They make them.
Yeah.
They make them in prisons.
No one makes flux capacitors
anymore.
There's like prisons where they make like auto parts for cars that don't exist no more, or companies that don't exist.
Huh.
That's a smart idea, because then all the money goes to the person that owns the prison. Who gets that money? I mean,
I don't know.
Well, it helps pay for them to be there, because they're expensive.
And they learn a trade.
Yeah.
Making out day to day.
So when they get out, they can go get a real job at a chop shop.
That they can use as a front.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what you said, chop shop.
We're bringing this all back around.
We're doing
Gone
it.
Gone in 60 seconds. Go! And we're going to wrap it up in 60 seconds. This episode went a couple minutes long, but hey, you got some insider fucking details about the Dave Waite app that Butch is never going to develop.
Nope.
We should fucking...
Hey, and if I sent you here via my Facebook, I apologize at this point of the program.
Congratulations.
Man,
they
did make it
this
long.
That's good.
No, if you made it this long, now you got to tell us and be like, hey, motherfucker, I made it that long. You can tell me like that on Facebook.
All right, and Reed, you got some plugs?
Rooftop Comedy, the college competition. We have a video up there. Vote for it.
What's the name of the video, Reed?
It's called Danny and the Page. It's by Beards of Industry.
All right.
It's a silly thing. Get to see me wearing some Shakespeare clothes.
So you get to see Reed in real life. So ladies, hop on that.
Yeah.
Hop on it.
Hop on it. Jump on it. Butch, what are you up to?
I got nothing going on. I'm making iPhone apps. That's what I'm doing.
What about
funny on the stage and whatnot.
We got to get on that Dave Waite app.
I'm crying that 3D Realms shut down. Anybody else?
Yeah.
That's it.
What is that?
That's it.
Duke Nukem developer.
Duke Nukem. They've been making the same damn game for 13 years, and then they close their doors because they can't finish it. But that's it. That's all.
They close because they couldn't finish a game?
Yeah.
They'll get picked up by someone, I'm sure.
They probably all had, like, skateboard ramps in there and fucking a free Mountain Dew amp all the time. Like, this is the best place ever to work. Why can't we get work done? Our dude skateboarding through the office. Hey, let's go on the rock climbing wall over here. This is the best place ever. Disorganized, man. It's fucking edgy here. And then one day he's like, hey, did anybody do the work? Come on, stop being lame. Eat a Cliff Bar. Come on. We're going to go fucking mountain biking. I stole this kid's mountain bike.
Boom.
And then somebody's like, hey, I'm a real numbers guy. Oh, numbers lame. We're fucking closing.
We are in debt.
Oh, dude, that is not rad at all. That is gnarly.
That is wrong.
It's bogus, son.
Oh, Brad.
Man, why couldn't I have had that sweet riff earlier?
We can move it back.
No, we can't.
All right. So are we wrapping it up?
Gabe, anything?
Going on? No.
All Stars of Comedy.
All Stars of Comedy, Wednesday.
Tomorrow night. Yeah. Free code, wait for it.
Free code word is wait for it. You will get tickets. You'll probably be calling me.
The odds of them listening to this before the show or I don't know.
Does it even get uploaded that quick?
Well,
any Wednesday, come out to Go Bananas for me.
I can upload it when I get home.
Well,
thanks for listening. Wait for it. Bye.
Bye.
See you.
Yeah.